My name is Dr. Ian Storch. I'm a board certified gastroenterologist and osteopathic physician, and you are listening to DO or Do Not. If you're interested in joining our team or have suggestions or comments, please contact us at doordonotpodcast.com. Share our link with your friends and like us on Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome to today's episode of the DO or Do Not podcast. We are here today with Mr. Austin Gentry, Director of Recruitment and Retention at Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine in Las Cruces, New Mexico. First of all, we want to thank you for the time to come and speak with us today, Austin.
Of course, thank you.
We have a good portion of listeners, including myself, who are in pre-med years and the process of applying. So in this interview, we are going to try and get an inside look at the admissions process and what to expect. Where is Burrell located and what is the surrounding community like? What can students expect during their 4 years at the college?
Great, thanks. Well, Burrell College Osteopathic Medicine, and we're located in Las Cruces, New Mexico. So for those maybe not familiar with their geography of the U.S. and where New Mexico and specifically Las Cruces is, we're on the southern end of the United States, and we're located 45 minutes north of the U.S.-Mexican border. So we're really close to El Paso, Texas, about 45 minutes away, if that helps out for anybody. We are located in the Chihuahuan Desert. So it is the desert, but it's a really beautiful area. We have about 120,000 people in our community, over 300 plus days of sunshine. So beautiful weather down here. And we sit near a medium-sized university, New Mexico State University, which our students can actually have some benefits to attending Burrell. They get some benefits at the New Mexico State University.
Okay, excellent. So I would imagine a lot of opportunities to do things outdoors, maybe hiking, stuff like that.
Yes. So we are located right near a national monument, the Oregon Mountain National Monument. And so beautiful mountains where students get to go up and do some hiking. There's multiple trails up there. We're also located really close to White Sands. It sounds just like the name implies. It's a bunch of white sand, but it's a really beautiful area. It's actually a national park our students can go to. So that's a little bit about our area itself. And then I know you asked a little bit about the academic institution as itself.
Yes.
Here at Burrell, we are really mission focused, and I'll cover more about that a little later probably, but our mission is really what we believe through and through at the institution, not only on the student side, faculty side, but also as staff. Everyone is here to get our students to fulfill our mission in the end. That's really our goal. One of the benefits of Burrell and makes us unique is our size. So we are a smaller school. We only offer the one program, the Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, which I think is a benefit because we can be highly focused on our students. So a very student-centric staff and just guiding principles at the institution.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you want to dive into a little bit about the mission right now, that would be great.
So our mission is really rooted in the first part, which is in Spanish, which is Par la gente el futuro, which means for the people and the future. And here at Burrell College, we're really focused on improving the health of the southwestern United States and its border with northern Mexico through culturally respectful undergraduate, graduate, and continuing osteopathic medical education, research, and support of clinical service to the community. So that's our mission statement. But I think what makes us unique in our mission statement is that we really believe it. It's not just words on a page. A lot of the individuals who are here at the institution, whether they be students or people that work here, they're from the area or from the region. And we really want to see the physician workforce not only diversify, but increase. So we're really focused on increasing diversity in the physician workforce and fostering a practice of lifelong learning, compassion, respect, and excellence in our students. And once again, that's a guiding principle. That's words on a page. But we do that in everything that we do here at the institution, which I think is really important. When students are starting to look at where they might want to attend, is finding a place that really resonates with them.
Right. And I can really feel the passion for your mission statement in those words. What hospitals is Burrell currently affiliated with for clinical rotations? And should students expect to be in New Mexico for all 4 years?
Excellent question. So we get students from all over the U.S. I get this question a lot of, am I stuck in New Mexico for 4 years? Is there, what does that look like exactly? And so the answer is yes, no, and maybe. It depends on the student, I would say. Some of our students might be here for 4 years. Our hospitals we're affiliated with are through our regional academic center hubs. And so we have these hubs for our third and fourth year students when they do their clinical rotations, located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Eastern New Mexico, Four Corners, New Mexico, Las Cruces, of course, but then also in El Paso, Texas, Tucson, Arizona. And then in addition, the Space Coast over in Florida, which is the east side of Florida. All of these are affiliated with different hospitals where students can go ahead and be involved during their clinical rotation. So some students might stay here for 4 years. Some might go to other areas for their clinical rotations in the third and fourth year. In addition to these regional academic centers, though, in the fourth year for students, they have a maximum of elective rotations they have to fulfill. But many students choose to set up audition rotations at clinical sites across the country. And this is really wide open for students. They can do an elective rotation anywhere that they find. That way they can start to see if that's where they might want to fulfill their residency requirements after attending Burrell.
Awesome. Sounds like a lot of great opportunities.
Yes.
What qualities is Burrell specifically looking for in an applicant, maybe besides the typical MCAT, GPA, or even research things?
Great question. All of those things are very important. We have minimum standards that we require. And the way I like to look at these is there's certain requirements that we need to have students come as a baseline. So for applicants coming in, we're looking at a really well-rounded applicant. MCAT, GPA, all of that's very important. It's crucial to be able to know that students can enter into our curriculum at a base level. That way we know they're going to be successful. It doesn't do us any good to recruit students who aren't going to be successful at our institution, just like any school. And so that baseline is very important. And all those minimum requirements are always listed on our website. But the other thing we want to find is a well-rounded student. And that comes through experience, pursuit in helping people, in particular for us in the rural and medically underserved populations. New Mexico as a whole, fun fact, we have about 2 million people in the state. We're the fifth largest state by size, but that's geographic size. So we have a lot of space, a lot of rural areas. And so we are passionate in finding students who want to get back to their communities, specifically in a rural setting, is one of the things we do like to look at. The passion for medicine, I think, is number one, though. I once heard someone say, don't become a doctor if you just want to help people. You can help people in a lot of different ways. We want to see a passion for medicine, and we do find that in our students. So these are just a few of the areas we consider. Just like we're looking at applicants to be a good fit here, we also want to make sure the applicant feels like they would be a good fit at Burrell in regards to our mission statement and other things that we put out there as an institution.
To segue into that, what makes a good or a compelling personal statement? And are there any potential pitfalls that students should be wary of?
Yes, I think there are some huge pitfalls. Number one, I say, is to be honest and transparent. We can tell. We've read a lot of personal statements, believe it or not. And so we can tell when a student maybe is inflating things a little more, or maybe they're not being totally honest with what they've done. Honesty and transparency is going to go a long way. You can't tailor your statement to every single individual school because, like most students who are applying, we know they're casting a wide net. We understand that. They're probably not only applying to our school, and other schools understand that as well. So that's to be expected. With that said, it is wise to build a list of schools that you're looking at applying to and really seeing if there's some common themes you can tie together so that personal statement goes further. Instead of being super general, maybe you can tie in some specifics that match the mission statements of the schools you're looking at that align with some of the work you've done. So paying attention to the mission and values of each institution can go a really, really long way in the application process and in writing the personal statement. I would also just offer some practical advice of draft it, revise, have a friend look it over, have anybody and everybody who's willing to look over your personal statement to read through it. And especially if you know someone who is familiar with medical school, maybe it's a DO that went through a program recently, maybe it's even an MD. Go talk to someone that has the experience to see if they have any recommendations. And of course, spelling check is very important. So personal statement is crucial, but don't forget the importance of the supplemental and secondary application essays too. Once you submit that main application to a school, they'll submit those supplemental application essays. That's where I want to see a student shine. Be specific there. I want to hear why you're so excited to attend Burrell and what hits home for you.
That segues us into perfectly to ask, are DO schools such as Burrell looking for students who are prioritizing going to a DO school? And as someone who falls into that category, how should you show the admissions committee that that is truly the case?
Excellent question. And that's the reality of what we're in right now. We understand the climate of medical school admissions and how students need to apply to multiple schools. That is just the way it works. This does not hurt a student's chance at Burrell. We do value students who feel strongly towards being a DO though. And so we want to hear about the experience. Maybe a student has an opportunity to speak or shadow or volunteer alongside a DO. That can go a really long way. Not only because they're able to get that experience, but they're able to see it firsthand. Now, that's not always possible for all students, and we understand that. Depending on the location, there might not have that accessibility, or with COVID not so long ago happening, there were sometimes some limitations there. And so we get that, but learning about the profession in other ways, like through choosedo.org, attending events where DOs might be present and learning from students too who are in current DO programs. All of those will really give them a unique aspect of the profession that we would like to see in the application process. So students should be prepared to answer questions about why they're wanting to pursue admission to a DO school with sincerity. Once again, the honesty really goes a long way when we're looking at applicants.
Would you recommend writing a DO-specific personal statement, or is there more room for that in the rest of the application, maybe secondaries, something of that nature?
If a student has the time, yes, it doesn't hurt. But once again, we understand that students are applying to a lot of schools, and so they might have to cast the initial net a little broader. But there are still ways to shine the personal statement when they first apply. But those supplemental ones are where you can really hone in on the institution itself. We want to see sincerity and why they want to be a DO. We want to see that woven through their personal statement and addresses their journey in medicine more broadly. Then the supplemental and secondary application is where students can hone that in a little bit more.
Post-pandemic, should students expect to travel for interviews in person?
It depends on the school. Here at Burrell, right now, all of our interviews are going to be online. And so we've done that for a few different reasons. One, of course, is due to the pandemic. Also due to our location. We're located a little bit far away from some places. And so we're trying to save some students a little bit of money in this application process. So travel is a maybe for other schools, I know for sure. But for us, it is currently online. Some of the recommendations I have, though, is that students really need to be as professional as possible. Probably goes without saying, but dress as professional as you could possibly be is very important, but also prepare. There's different ways students prepare. Sometimes they will read 1,000 questions and write down answers to each of those questions, and they'll have it ready to go. So if we ask a certain question, they pull up that answer. We want that honesty. We want the genuine response. And so going through some of those questions can be helpful to get your mind right and get it in the right spot. We really want it to come from your heart. And so research your school beforehand. Make sure your Zoom is set up. Make sure your background is not distracting. All those little things can go a really long way when you're in there with multiple students in a general session to start an interview. Be a good listener. Your faculty that do the interviews might ask questions. I know for us, we do a presentation about our institution itself to let students know a little bit more. And asking good questions can really make a student stand out. Maybe they might not have the best quality in one area and they're limited, they feel like. Asking good questions can help put them in a little bit of a better light. So those questions can really be good. Don't do the Googling of questions to ask your medical school interviewer. We know those. Those are obvious. Think of something that might be unique to us. And that can allow a student to shine when we're interviewing multiple students.
When does Burrell receive and officially begin reviewing applications?
So the application process for DO schools is all done through a COMIS. And that application opens in early May every year. So we will start receiving and reviewing applications in June. We accept applications until the end of March every single year. And so our interviews, after the application opened in May, interviews typically begin in September and run through about April for Burrell. If you're a student listening right now and you haven't applied yet and you're looking at this particular cycle, right now it's January of 2023, our application, you still can submit the COMIS application till March 31st. And then we have other deadlines set up for our secondaries. There's still plenty of time to go ahead and submit an application. If you think it might be too late, we hear that a lot when I'm out on the road talking to students, is it might be too late. I missed the initial first blast of applications. Make sure to get it done anyways.
Is there a mandatory lecture or do you do more of a flexible learning model?
Excellent question. So some students do really well sitting in a seat live in a session during a lecture, and that's how they learn best. But some students don't, depending on the time of day. There's a lot of different things going into a way a student learns. And a medical school education is so important. We want to make sure we're facilitating what works best for students. So on our campus, all lectures are optional, but we do record every session. So in our lecture hall, the faculty members who are presenting the class, they have a microphone, but then all the chairs around the room also have microphones. So if students ask a question, not only can other students in the room hear it, but that's saved for the recording later on. And so I know there's some students who don't attend many lectures in person, but they're watching all of them as a group later on, or maybe they're rewatching them. All of those things can really help a student out when they're finding their way of learning. And I think that's the most important thing a student can do, is understand how they learn best and they study best. There's students that get a group together and they're studying every single day in our building. And that group can really help a student do well through medical school.
As a non-traditional applicant, can that work to your advantage in the application process?
100% it can. Being a non-traditional student is not a disadvantage. Just like being a traditional student, it's not a disadvantage. Each bring experiences that the other can't get. So there are some advantages to going directly from undergrad or maybe a post-bac program and the next semester jumping into medical school. The knowledge of all your classes is a little bit fresher in your brain. But then also there's some massive advantages to taking a break from school and coming back later. You've had some life experiences. Maybe you're able to really hone that passion for medicine a little bit more and discover something that you didn't know was out there. And now you're leaning even more towards being a DO. All of that can be an advantage. So what I would say to a potential applicant is to not look at their case as a negative, but look at it as a positive and say, my experience and what I've done, how can this be a positive in the application process? Because really, there's very few circumstances that are truly negative for an applicant. It's all about what they see the value in that experience having and how they can articulate to that honestly through their applications.
Overcoming adversity, anything can really be turned into a positive in that way.
Exactly. And it's obvious. We've had some non-traditional students come through who've had some wonderful experience before Burrell, and that makes them who they are. Just like all of us, no matter who you are, what age you are, where you are at in life, everything before has crafted you into who you are. And so we want to see that in the application.
What is the best general piece of advice you would give to an applicant that we have not covered?
So we've covered it, but I think it's important to restate. Sure. Be honest, be yourself, and also ask the admissions office questions. We're open here. We want to make sure we're asking or answering questions of our students who are applying. Not every student has been through the medical school application process. This might be the first time. This might be the only time they go through it. They might not have a family member that's a physician. I had a student on campus a while ago, and the family was just in awe because their student knew so much about this process. And the family said, "We know nothing. We're here to support them." But they were like, "I'm an engineer and I'm a teacher. I don't know what medical school is like in this process." And so asking us questions is totally okay. We understand that students are going to have some questions and that the application process is long, and there might be some pieces that they're just a little bit unsure of. We're totally fine with answering those. The other thing that is highly recommended for students is once you start to narrow down the specific schools you're looking at, if a school like Burrell, for example, is doing online interviews, schedule a campus visit. You don't know until you've been here. We have an absolute beautiful campus. Our students are so friendly and welcoming to all the campus visitors. And coming on campus, you can see that, but there is an element of seeing yourself here, not only on our campus, but in our community. And then we do hear a lot from students who have done that, that it really fulfilled or it encouraged them to go ahead and commit to Burrell once they did that visit. And so whether a student is looking at applying in future cycles or if they're currently in this cycle, either way, visiting campus can be a good indicator of how a campus might fit your individual needs.
And about how many students is Burrell looking to take in a given application cycle?
So starting last year, so the 2022 cycle, we started accepting 200 students per class. And so we do have a 200-seat class that we're going to seat this year as well. The campus has plenty of space for those students, which is nice. If people aren't familiar with Southern New Mexico or New Mexico as a whole, we have a lot of space. And so a question I get a lot from students, depending on if they're coming from bigger cities, is how is parking there? We have plenty of parking for our students. I think that's a great question. I forget to bring it up sometimes because we have just plenty of parking. So about 200 students is what we're seating this next year and this past year.
Okay, Mr. Austin Gentry, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. We found that incredibly informative, and we look forward to releasing the episode.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
This concludes our episode of Do or Do Not. Send all inquiries, comments, suggestions, and even let us know if there is someone you want us to interview to doodornotpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Do or Do Not Podcast for updates. If you enjoyed our podcast, please share it with your classmates and administration. We have plenty of more interviews lined up, and we're excited to share them with you. This is Tian Yu Shea. Thank you guys so much for listening to Do or Do Not.